Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The federal government is closed for business this morning. Funding for almost every agency officially ran out at a minute past midnight after a Republican-backed spending plan in the House failed to pass the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was all about health care coverage.
We need to stop these premiums from going up dramatically. We need to do it now. Not in October when people get the notices, not in November when they have to decide whether to drop health care or reduce the health care they get.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
There literally is nothing to negotiate. They're bringing in extraneous issues that don't have anything to do at all with keeping the government open. And we've said, you do your first job, keep the government open, and then we'll talk about the rest of it.
Hundreds of thousands of federal government workers could be furloughed each day of the shutdown. Others will have to show up for their jobs anyway.
TSA agents are among the essential federal employees required to work during government shutdowns. Aaron Barker is president of the union, which represents the agency's Georgia employees, and says they will feel the impact.
It's not just receiving a paycheck. I mean, that means that I have to worry about my mortgage or rent being paid, getting food, putting gas in my vehicle, buying medication, buying diapers.
During the 35-day shutdown in 2019, Barker says they had workers who needed government assistance to make ends meet. He's hoping this shutdown won't last that long. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Some disturbing video footage from New York City shows ICE agents getting aggressive in the hall of an immigration court. CBS New York's Ali Bauman from Federal Plaza in Manhattan.
Get out the elevator!
Video shows two officers in ski masks pushing two photojournalists to the ground, one of them falling into a third photographer, whom the city comptroller says works for a Turkish media outlet and was on the ground for half an hour before being taken out of the building on a stretcher and put into an ambulance with a neck brace.
People in Buxton, North Carolina watched in disbelief as five unoccupied homes on stilts along the Outer Banks collapsed into ocean water roughed up by Hurricanes Imelda and Umberto.
I'm shocked. Can't imagine this happens anywhere else. Five collapses within like an hour.
Umberto is lashing Bermuda right now. Imelda is headed there from the Bahamas. The WNBA finals are all set.
The Las Vegas Aces have survived the fever.
The Aces knocked out Indiana 107-98 in overtime in the final game of their series on ESPN last night. Now they have a shot at winning their third title in 4 years when they play the Phoenix Mercury starting Friday night. Dow futures down 226. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police in Kenosha are asking for help to find a missing 18-year-old woman who may be in danger. AngelNet Byram was last seen last Friday afternoon at the Ekla Outreach Center in Kenosha on 26th Avenue near 62nd. She's described as black, 5'6", with short black hair and an afro or twists. She was wearing a tan dress when she went missing. Police say Byram is cognitively delayed and may be in Milwaukee. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Kenosha Police Department. Even though the Caledonia Plan Commission said yes, the Microsoft Data Center isn't a done deal. The project still needs several more rounds of approval from village officials as well as sign-offs by state agencies and regional planning groups. Experts say reviews by the DNR and the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission are still ahead. The company also has to get permits and complete a master site plan. That process is designed to address environmental, zoning, and infrastructure questions before any construction can start. If everything does end up getting approved, shovels may not go into the ground for 2 to 3 years. They're getting ready to tee off on some big changes in Wind Point, and they want some thoughts from the gallery. A public listening session is scheduled for next Monday, where locals can hear about proposed upgrades for the 9-hole golf course at Shute Park. Representatives from Leopold Johnson and the Kaiser Golf Group will share details and answer questions. The goal is to upgrade the underused city-owned course while getting input from the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
I like space stuff, man. They always say we're looking for intelligent life on other planets. That kills me. They have that qualifying condition on there. We're looking for intelligent life. Like, finding any life anywhere wouldn't freak us out totally. We're looking for the more intelligent type. It's like we have found people on Neptune, but we're from Earth. We're looking for intelligent life. That's a negative, Houston. Good luck with your hopes and dreams.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Hospital's Cool Jerk. What a great way to start off the morning. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day today, halfway to the weekend. We heard some of the forecast, too, for the rest of the week. Looks just great. My lawn's nice and brown. It hasn't rained in a while. The good part is I have to mow it. The sad part is it looks terrible because it's all brown. Remember when people used to water their lawns? Do they do that anymore? I can't remember ever watering my lawn, like in decades. My father used to put the sprinkler out there every day and water the lawn. He was so proud of his lawn. He wouldn't let the kids step on it. When, you know, we had like a gang of like 6 or 7 kids when we were like 6 and 7 years old. A gang. And we used to play on people's lawns. If we stepped foot on my father's lawn, he'd come out, hey, off the lawn, come on, off the lawn. Not mean, but just, you know, off the lawn, come on, get a sidewalk there. Come on, roll around on the sidewalk, not the grass. He was so protective of that grass. It's 6:10, local news time. Let's see, it's a WRJN. Hey, coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, we will have our multi-state text to win contest. Keyword, give you a chance to win not only today's prize, which is $200 cash and gold jewelry, but also the grand prize, tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota, up in Green Bay, November 21st. I got to check that day. Plus a gas card, too, to get you through the game. So that looks pretty good. That's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Download the Civic Media app now. It's free. And then get ready when I tell you how to operate that thing and get you that keyword. Also coming up, we're going to talk about teen driver safety. Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission is going to be here, along with Jeff Urban from Union Grove High School's Driver's Ed Program. And it should be good. That's all happening in the 7 o'clock hour this morning right here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. Partly sunny with a high near 71. Cloudy tonight, lows 59. Sunny tomorrow, high 74. I thought he heard it said Friday and Saturday in the 80s. Woo. Cloudy, 65 degrees at Radio Park. Here come the grassroots.
She's got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. Got to love me, baby, yeah. Oh, well, that innocence is just a game, but just the same.
Temptation Eyes, Grassroots, 614, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I say McDonald's is bringing back its Monopoly game for the first time in 10 years, but here's the reality check on that. You're probably going to win a small fry. That's okay. Nothing else, though. For the jackpot, you're better off playing the Powerball. You have like a 1 in 25 chance to win a small fry. That's not bad. Now get down the list and you'll see these odds. A 1 in 13 billion chance of getting 1 million American miles, American Airlines miles worth 25,000, a 1 in 13 billion chance of winning a 2026 Jeep Grand Cherokee worth $52,000. 1 in 13 billion. Now keep this in mind. There's only 320 million people living in America. This is 1 in 13 billion chance of winning it. That's pretty good. It's good luck. Play the game. Have some fun. It's 6:15 local news. Tablas hits WRJN.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood. It's 6:17, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to do our multi-state text to win contest. We only have three more days for you to win some gold jewelry, $200 cash. I mean, they're running for those Green Bay, Minnesota tickets. Good football game up in Green Bay in mid-November. So be listening. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now so you don't forget. And then look for the WRJN name there on the list of Civic Media stations. Click on it, and in the right corner, you'll see a text button. When I tell you to, hit the text button, and I'll tell you the keyword to type in there, okay? And you'll email it to us. All right. The most abused Social Security number ever has been used in fraud by at least 40,000 different people. Same number. You see, it belonged to a secretary at a wallet company back in 1938. Social Security cards were brand new, and the secretary's boss wanted people to see how they looked in a wallet. So every one of the wallets came with a sample Social Security card inside, and you guessed it, it was her card with her number. Whoever thought that would be a good idea, huh? Let's put her Social Security number in. But I guess before fraud and all these people scamming, I guess it seemed like a good idea. Time for Pete with the Beat. That's a good idea.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thank goodness for fact checkers. Have you ever found out something was a hoax and you're not surprised, but also sort of wished it wasn't? A story broke a few days ago that a 37-year-old Florida man with blazing red hair was arrested for kidnapping 27 people and forcing them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours straight. The mugshot used by the hoaxer was actually a picture of a man arrested in 2016 for robbing a church. I'd rather be part of a church robbery crew than have to sit through 36 hours of Yahtzee. I never get the bonus. Sad news from the world of not too many people care. Cher. Oddball actress Nicole Kidman and Ken Doll country music star Keith Urban have announced they are splitting up after 19 years of marriage. People reports that according to those close to the couple, the split of the plastic-looking duo was inevitable. The gossip site reported that Urban's decision to move out was the breaking point for Kidman. Sounds like she really put her foot down, although maybe living apart will rekindle that fire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show at WRJN, brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course, one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey. Because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Serving my country required sacrifice. Sacrifice that changed my life forever. I remember the day I came home. Because of my injuries, this house wasn't right for me anymore. I remember the narrow doorways, the small bathrooms, the shelves out of reach when in my wheelchair. Every day was full of obstacles. I felt trapped. I remember a better day. The day my family received a specially adapted custom home from Homes for Our Troops. That day changed everything. Now we have a safe and accessible home to enjoy the freedom I fought for. This place, our home, is exactly what we needed to rebuild our lives.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Powered by Friendship Fund and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal, maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Radio. Skeeter Davis, Can't Stay Mad at You, 625. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today, a nice day with a high near 71, cloudy, 65 degrees right now at Radio Park. All right, here's some moron news for you. A cop's drug-sniffing horse joke led to an arrest in Texas last week. The cop was on horseback, and he joked to a guy the horse can smell drugs. The guy thought he was serious, took off running. They caught him on horseback. He immediately caught and arrested because he thought the horse can sniff drugs. How dumb can you be? All right, it's 626, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. About a bit of sunshine. It's Jonathan Edwards here at WRJN.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
When Jonathan Edwards is putting out his album, he was short one song. They said, we need one extra song for the album to make it a go. You better write something quick. He did. He wrote that song, Sunshine. It's 628, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Don and Phil. Wake up, little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up.
Lifetime. a lot of friends in my lifetime. I don't think any of them ever said ooh la la to me in my entire life on this planet. It's exactly 6:30. Let's check our local news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The future of a proposed Microsoft data center in Caledonia could hinge on a village board meeting October 14th. Dozens of people, including those living nearby and regional activists, turned out for a plan commission meeting this week where they gave approval. Many in opposition voiced concerns about how the project could impact the community's environment, traffic, and rural character. Village officials say the data center would boost the local tax base and support services like schools and public safety. The property is owned by We Energies. The rezoning and land use change will go to a final vote at that meeting on the 14th. A 25-year-old Sturtevant man is facing felony charges after admitting to forging and cashing a check from an elderly resident at a Racine-assisted living facility. Dervante Cunningham is accused of writing himself a $200 check using a blank check that he says he found in his girlfriend's scrubs. She worked at the facility and told police she did take a blank check but didn't fill it out. She's been fired. Cunningham is now in custody on charges of forgery, uttering a forgery, and identity theft charges. Demolition is underway at an abandoned Racine church. Work is going on at the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church on 16th Street, with the landmark being cleared to make way for new housing. The city council voted earlier this year to use $2 million in federal funding to help build four affordable homes where the church once stood. Officials say affordable housing is one of Racine's biggest challenges. And getting through summers will be tough today. Kenosha County Highway E, a.k.a. 12th Street, will be closed at the Union Pacific Railroad crossing in Summers. The closure today will allow crews to repair the crossing. Detours will be posted. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Green Career Week is just around the corner, and organizers hope it plants the seeds for a new generation of horticulture professionals. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you from the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about this nationwide event after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Jasmine Alboron is the executive director of Seed Your Future, the group behind the nationwide Green Career Week, running October 6th through the 10th. The goal? To spark student interest in the multi-billion dollar world of horticulture. She tells us how you can get involved.
We are encouraging teachers, parents, educators, anyone that works with students to get them connected to a local horticulture business, so independent garden center, a florist, a breeder, a nursery, greenhouse, you name it. There are businesses right in the middle of urban settings, rural settings. They're everywhere. We just don't know, right? So Seed Your Future, if you reach out to us, we can help you get connected to a business that's in your area. You can set up field trips, go to these businesses, and get to know them as employers. What are the different roles that they have and offer for students, for college students?
She says horticulture is a field that stretches from turf management to landscape design, even graphic design. Jasmine Alboron, along with us, who says Green Career Week is a chance for students of all backgrounds to connect with a career path that they may not have considered. More agribusiness news coming your way next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The road to Madison has meant bringing home first place honors for a few individuals. Wisconsin has been competitive this week, taking home second place in the 103rd National 4-H Dairy Cattle Judging Contest. UW-Madison finished in the top five in the 104th National Intercollegiate Dairy Cattle Judging Contest at World Dairy Expo. Congratulations again to the Wisconsin 4-H Dairy Judging Team and the UW-Madison Dairy Cattle Judging Team. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
My dad is a magician, if you don't know, and we would go watch him perform. County Fair, Wilson County Fair, and we would go there. Fairs, I don't know how they're still open, but I don't think the government knows about them. I don't know. We ride these rides that were on the interstate an hour ago. This is the 80s. So we go watch them. My dad's doing magic. Right next to him, they had donkeys jumping off a high dive into a pool. So, pretty tough to keep people's attention when my dad is like, is this your card? And everybody's like, hold on, this donkey's about to jump off this high dive. That's something you don't think you want to see until it's up there. And I use the word jump very loosely. Yeah, these donkeys are falling off this high dive, but just so you know, PETA, shut that down. And, yeah. And that was one everybody was like, we get that one.
Cry, pretty woman, don't walk away.
I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Yeah, with the big sunglasses, the big old Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. 640 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's a great real estate deal. A house near a graveyard isn't selling, so to improve the offer, whoever buys it will also get a free plot at the cemetery. Here's the best news. It's a short distance. Die in the house, cemetery, they could just kind of walk you over there, I guess. Huh? 641, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Leslie with a look of love.
Look at the way he looks at her.
Leslie Gore, Look of Love, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. And don't forget, we've got our big multi-state text to win contest coming up for you. And that's going to be at 7:06 this morning. Yeah, we've got a keyword for you. Download the Civic Media app. When you download it, look for WRJN on the list of stations there and click on WRJN in the right corner. You'll see a text button. When I tell you to, hit the text button and type in the keyword, which I'll have for you a little after 7 o'clock this morning. For your chance to win $200 cash and gold jewelry today and be in the running for the grand prize. Tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay. That's all coming up. Well, here's some of those most common pet peeves we have according to a survey. We are upset with telemarketers, spam emails, slow people in front of you in line, rude salespeople, tailgaters, and over-talkative disc jockeys. Wait a second, huh? Who put that last one in there? Get that out of there.
Eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your mind?
don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
Union Gap. I remember whenever he appeared on TV on stage, he wore one of the Union uniforms from the Civil War. You don't see that much anymore, do you? I don't think rock bands do that. It's 6:47. Looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 71. Cloudy tonight, lows 59. Sunshiny tomorrow with a high near 74. Right now the clouds are out, 65 degrees. Beautiful morning at Radio Park. Looks like a fire over Lake Michigan with that orange sky. Ah, looks really beautiful out there this morning. All right, you think it's fun kissing a movie star? Well, let's find out. Reese Witherspoon says her worst on-screen kiss was Robert Pattinson. Liam Hemsworth says his worst was Jennifer Lawrence. Helen Mirren points the finger at Harrison Ford. And Thandie Newton on kissing Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2 says, quote, it was icky and sort of wet. See, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Kissing a movie star. 6:48, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day, Beyond the Board in Brookfields. The board game cafe packed with timeless classics and new releases. Join open game night tonight at 5 p.m. Make some new friends. While you play, enjoy delicious pizzas, hot apps, fresh subs and salads, and your favorite beverage. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $25 worth of gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo, me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 bon. She'll sing in the evening, oh, familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman. I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me, we got a beautiful singing.
Too many rock and roll bands with a banjo in it, but it worked for the Stampeders. Sweet City Woman, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, what's something that's perfectly legal but feels illegal while you're doing it? About taking too many napkins from a restaurant so you can use them as tissues later on. Trying to break into your own home when you're locked out. You don't want the neighbors seeing that. Using a gas station bathroom without buying anything. Opening a drink or snack in the store before you paid for it. When you're at a store and realize there's something in your pocket that they also sell there. Happened to me. I bought this. These kids were selling for youth football, selling candy bars. I bought one, put it in my pocket. Now I thought they thought I was stealing it from the supermarket. I wasn't stealing it. I paid for it. Overpaid for it. How about reading a book at a bookstore for a while, then putting it back on the shelf? How about that moment when you go through a metal detector and your irrational fear says, oh, I hope I don't have a gun in my pocket. Which you never had a gun in your life, by the way. And ripping one or two bananas off a bunch at the grocery store because you don't want that many. You just want those two. Okay. Bob Dylan wrote it. Pete and Paul and Mary had the hit with it. It's blowing in the wind. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
How many roads must a man walk down before they must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer. Stop. before he can see the sky. How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That song. Peter, Paul, and Mary. 657 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Do not forget, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, a keyword in our multi-state text to win contest. Your chance to win gold, jewelry, and cash. And also be in the running for tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay around Thanksgiving time. That's all coming up. Plus, we're going to talk about staying safe. We're talking about teenage drivers. That's straight ahead, too. But right now, Johnny Rivers. Maybe I need your loving. Partly sunny today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Highs near 71 right now. Cloudy, 65 degrees here at Radio Park.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night. To hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's get our news up.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.